Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
I'm gonna say something to the young niggas, man, because they always getting upset. And they always thinking like the young, older niggas is hating on them. It's not that the older niggas are hating on y'all. It's just, we just gotta recognize quality.
Right.
Just because it's new doesn't mean it's better. Because if that was the case, y'all niggas would be wearing LeBrons. I see all y'all niggas wear Jordans.
For sure. You got a point.
Why y'all wearing Jordans? If it was all about the new is the fly. And guess what? The LeBrons, they done created new technology.
Right.
You ain't going to sprain your ankles
in
them.
They just ain't hitting like them Jordans, though, man.
And guess what? The new rap don't hit like the old rap. The same way. Nobody's going to make a better rap album out of y'all niggas than Cuban Links. Y'all got to make better rap albums than the rap albums that existed to talk y'all shit. Y'all ain't did it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, guys?
What's up, my guy?
Oh, man. Now, I don't know who that was. Was that Tiger Woods or is that just a generic white guy?
Generic.
That's just generic.
Okay. All right.
He threw Tiger out there.
Yeah,
though.
He did.
Hey, man. Said,
and then don't catch the slight motherfucking throw it under the bus. He said, is that is that Tiger Woods or the generic white guy? Like Tiger's white.
I mean, he might as well be.
Those words are from Kurt G. Esquire. Oh, shit. Tiger Woods' lawyer. All right, yo, let's do it. Yo, let's get into the first topic of the Hip Hop Digest is, as of last week, we were talking about it, but we got the official numbers. Oh, we got the updated numbers on Young Thug's business hours.
Oh, here we go.
Snap.
So the Young Bulls was hyped for a minute, you know what I mean? Because they was thinking that Young Thug opened up between 95,000 and 110,000, which would have put him in the position to be the first number one commercial rap album of 23. Mm-mm, no,
but.
Sir.
But.
Oh, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished?
But Hits Daily Double done spoiled the celebration.
Oh,
they said your boy came in at 87,000 units, whatever that means. But either way,
equivalence.
Either way, he came in at number two behind your boy. Morgan Wallen is still number one for the 15th week in a row.
Still number one.
Still.
Oh, man. Karis. One.
No doubt. And to back that up, as far as numbers go, the bra and panty set took a big step back this week.
Oh, really?
Big step back. We talked about her a couple of shows ago or whatever it was, or last week or whenever, that the C-O-I-L-E-R-A-Y bra and panty, a woman, only 10,000.
Ooh.
The first week.
I bet you she got 10 million views, though.
She gets more views. I thought those count as sales.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that, but boy, I tell you, man. It says despite her popularity and success, she had the expectations of a high week, but only sold 10K the first week. What do you think about her first week's offering? And, of course, you know, I don't know why people who write articles want to post a million people with Twitter reactions about that.
That's filler, B.
Is that what that is?
It's filler plus you. That's where all the fun is at. Mm. In the comments. When people read the comments, you can read the article, but the comments is the funniest part of this shit.
Absolutely.
Interesting. It also goes to say that critics were very harsh and said the album was lazily put together. Lazy samples, formulatic, if that's even a word.
You don't say.
I mean, come on, B. Come on, B. I said that. I was like, when it comes to bra and panty, you just put the person who can barely fit in the bra and panty and they can make the record.
Plug and play.
Yep, exactly. So that's your numbers update. Your boy Thug couldn't beat the country cat out, but whatever.
So now, conspiracy theorist might say, conspiracy theorists might say, are these numbers that they're putting out now, are these the real numbers? Or these are numbers they putting a cap on them now because they're trying to change the direction of the music industry? Oh,
come on, Kurt.
I don't know about that, B.
No, B.
I'm with Swerve on that, yo. You can't conspiracy this up. Because, again, like I said, this came from Hits Daily Double. I don't think that whether if it's Hits Daily Double, Billboard, RIAA, as long as they pushing units, they don't care who make the music. So I don't think it's a preference for country.
No, they're not going to throttle it down, B. They're not putting governors on it. I promise you. They are. They probably were hoping she'd sell 500,000.
Well, if they ain't putting governors on it, then maybe these numbers was always low, and they just was pumping them up to a level that they weren't.
Now, it's interesting. Now, I don't know how many physical units Thug did, but they didn't mention this in his article. But they did mention it in the Bra and Panty article, that it would have been a serious blow to her team or management team, to her herself, if the actual physical numbers must have been abysmal.
B, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Like, this is a real ass question.
What's up?
I'm asking you. Do you really think these young niggas is listening to that shit, is buying physicals?
I don't think they're buying any physicals.
Hell
no.
No,
of course not.
So it's definitely going to be abysmal. They rely on clicks now, B.
So my young cousins, you know, everybody makes rap now. Of course, young cousins.
My dog Midnight about to have an album coming out next week. I just want to tell y'all.
Oh, wow. But it was very interesting. And just like you said, to your point or whatever, and I was like, yo, you know, okay, yeah, I'll listen to some tracks or whatever. Just, you know, whatever. Here's my number. Send me a link or whatever. And they was like, yo, you on the gram, right? I was like, yo, I don't do no social media. So the blank look I got was like, I have no way to be able to communicate with you without being on some type of social media. So, yeah, to your point, no one, Thugs, people, the Bra and Panty person, which, by the way, I did not know that that's Ray Benzino's daughter.
Right. Ooh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, actually, I think I did know that. And I think she wrote a record about him or some shit.
They weren't on the best of terms.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It just lets you know how disconnected I am. I mean, I'm on the digest reporting the news, but I don't really give a flying fool about it.
And another point on this whole thing is all these numbers we're spitting out right now, I doubt very seriously that these young cats even give a fuck about the numbers. They just like what they like.
Right.
And they only go by singles and whatever's hot on their social media at the time, whatever's getting the most views. They don't go by albums, like whole albums. So album sales is definitely going to continue to tank. Because they don't give a fuck about an album. They like maybe one song off that whole album or maybe two. And they'll go ahead and play the hell out of them. And the rest of that shit could be in the trash.
Okay, that's what's up. So we're going to get into a little bit of that later. I'm going to get the next topic. We're going to come back to that a little bit. I'm going to get to the next. Now, let's talk about falling off. And we're not even talking about Young Bulls not having number one albums. We're talking about a fall-off situation, because when I seen the title of the next topic, it was like, how low can you go? All right?
How low can you go?
Young Buck and his crew get into a fight with Afro Man's crew. How fucking, not even B-list, C-list, D-list, I mean, how, F-troop, my nigga. Young Buck, how far has he fallen?
Because I got high?
Long way. Because we haven't even heard his name until you just said it.
Well, I'm thinking about Young Buck being introduced, being a part of G-Unit, and then the G-Unit album coming out. And I remember as a guy who was always critical of Southern MCs to begin with, really thought highly of Buck. really thought highly of his voice, really thought highly of his skill set. I mean, dang, was I fucked up in the game?
Nah.
No, you
I was
were
right
not.
With you. I was right with you. Buck is nice. Buck got skills.
Yep.
I thought highly of Buck.
And had some good records out.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean, Afro Man?
But what was it about, though?
Me,
before,
I didn't even...
Before we totally just say take Afro Man off the hook, like this nigga is completely innocent here. What is this all about?
B, I didn't even really get into that.
Oh,
because
this is an opportunity to throw Buck under the bus.
No, I mean, I'm taking it as almost very sympathetic to Buck, because I'm like, okay, Afro Man is crazy B, C, D list. I mean, he make his money and he do his thing, college campus or whatever, singing his song. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not player hating on Afro Man, but Buck was right there, right with 50, Gorilla Unit, whole shit. And this nigga is backstage. It's some VIP. It says, we're told that Buck exited the stage. Afro Man was getting ready to go onto the stage. Some type of altercation occurred in the VIP room that escalated into a brawl. Okay, so you got people's crews, you know.
So this might not have nothing to do with Buck. This might be two niggas from the hangers on, the weed carriers.
Afro Man.
Into it.
Well, no, Afro Man took to social media to explain, claim Buck rolled in the VIP room where he was chilling, and Buck appeared to be intoxicated.
It's highly possible.
Afro Man says Buck was hurling profanities and being disrespectful.
Okay. This coming from Afro Man?
This coming from Afro Man.
He was hurling profanities and being disrespectful.
Wow, because I was high.
Afro Man says, this is Afro Man. Afro Man says he tried to get Buck to leave and to leave it alone. And he said, but he kept at it. Afro Man claims Buck actually smacked one of his crew and then try to punch him in his stomach, and then that's what set off the brawl.
I tried to make him leave VIP, but he was drunk. This is one of the dumbest stories ever, B. What are we talking about here?
Again, I was talking about how far Buck has fallen.
I mean, your boy Curtis, not you, Curtis.
Curtis!
Your boy Curtis really, really did a number on that dude, man. He really did a number on him. So who knows what's on his mind? And again, you talking alcohol, it could have been just crazy. And yeah, Buck, come on, bruh. Come on, bruh.
All right, that's what's up. All right, as we continue on, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. And again, a lot of this is week to week. Swerve, was it you who sent the Pusha T response with Cameron giving a full speech about how emotional Jimmy is?
That was Curtis.
That was Curtis. That's all right. So Curtis sent.
But I had heard it already before you sent that.
Yeah. I didn't hear it, and I'm saying to myself, okay, is this really even a battle, or is it just beef that's going to play out in social media? Because again, Pusha T, who's a thinking man's MC, pulled out a whole Cam speech on that nigga. It was quite embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, but I think that was... you're not getting no extra credit for that. You're not getting no extra credit for that, because that is an old-ass interview. And,
okay.
And yes, it did come out, and it was said by Cam. But, you know, impress me with your lyricism that you... obviously have. Just go ahead and destroy this kid.
I got, hold up, B.
Did you hear the record before he started putting that shit on?
Yeah, right. I was great.
There's a whole record. You put that at the end of the record.
Right. I did. But what are we talking about, though? We're
talking about that. First of all, I got to call you a little bit on carpet on that.
Well, here I am. Standing tall.
Because real talk, that old shit sound like Drake fans. Oh, that picture of blackface is old.
No,
first
that
of all,
wasn't old.
That
was different.
Oh, okay.
What's
but I'm just saying,
it?
What's different about it?
Oh, what's different about it? The difference is blackface versus Cameron saying shit.
And then the before Cameron's speech, you didn't push a T. Push got at him.
I was in the whip, in the seat with my seatbelt on. Like, damn. But then I heard the Cam part, and I was like, oh, he's resorting to that. Which is cool for y'all. But I think that what he was spitting on its own merit didn't really need that. Because see, we switching. Because last week I was like, ah, let that shit happen. Y'all was like, I don't know. It might get... So here's what I'm going to say now is bringing his mans into that shit. That's a little bit extra more to me. Because, you know, Cam and Mace got to sit beside each other. Oh, not Cam and Mace. Not Cam and Jim. But Cam and Mace sit there all day. Now, they're doing something, right?
They got their thing, right.
Yeah, they're doing a podcast now, right? So that's going to obviously help people gravitate towards Cam again to see what he's talking about. But I think that your boy, he fired that off a little bit too early, in my opinion. He should have just went ahead and just finished crushing him like he was doing. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, I think this is a great battle. Jim is a great contestant. I was saying last week that, yeah, I would love to see a hip-hop battle, right? I don't want to see no beef, but a hip-hop battle. But bringing other people into it at this point in the game is like, I just don't know about that one.
But to me, it fits his forte. It fits what he does. Because when he dismantled Drake, he did the same exact thing.
Who did he have?
He brought in Drake's family, his child that he had.
Yeah, but he was rapping about. But he that. Brought he him didn't in. Have Drake's he kid didn't, talking he, about. I miss he, my daddy.
But he brought him in. He brought him in.
But was his voice was Drake's son? I'm not defending Drake, but was Drake's son's voice on that record?
No.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. And I'd have said the same thing if he would have either went and found some interview of Drake's son saying, I miss my dad. I wish I could see my dad more. I'd be like, damn, yo.
See, I think
this is hip hop. We said there ain't no low blows.
Yeah, see,
sick.
I fucked your bitch. Wasn't a bad low?
I mean, sick.
Or the condom, you know, on the baby seat.
That was the worst. To me, that was crazy.
Yeah, the baby seat.
Saying the nigga was sick. That was some low blow shit.
Yeah, but that was.
He brought his mans into it. He brought his mans in. His mans ain't have shit to do with this, but he brought him into it. Sick. What the fuck? This nigga ain't got no beef with you, but you brought this nigga into it.
So.
This is what he does.
Pusha is a serial name bringer, huh?
This is what he does.
I thought.
He brings niggas in.
See, to me, real talk. I thought it was a calculated move because, just like I said last week, Jimmy is going to represent a little bit of jail nigga, street nigga shit. What this does is undercut that. When your man is up there, his boy Dipset giving a whole speech about how emotional this nigga is. And he's gonna be crying and shit.
Yeah, I get what y'all saying. I get it, but I don't remember Nas bringing in nobody on Ether.
Okay, but B,
I don't remember Common bringing anybody on the Bitch and You.
That's true, but
that's just one record.
That's, you're right. And in real talk, again, just like I said before. Does Jimmy makes records the type of records he make, but he's not an MC's MC like that.
No, he's not. We'll see.
So what Jimmy does is exactly what he's going to just like you just said earlier. He undercut a lot of shit.
Yes, he did.
That was one of them long throws going ahead of the game because he just beat this nigga at his own game. This nigga gonna be on social media talking shit about this nigga. Probably bring up some shit about his wife and some more shit. That's what Jimmy gonna do. Mm-hmm. Jimmy gonna go hard at him on social media because he can't really get at him on lyrically.
Well, that door is open now.
So what this nigga's doing now, he just cut his legs out from under him by putting his man on saying he emotional. So anything that Jimmy does from this point on is gonna seem like he's being emotional.
Okay, so what if Jimmy, and I'm just what ifing, what if Jimmy put out a record that got some nice ass body blows and a couple good uppercuts? Are you going to admit that, or are you going to be like, yeah, Jimmy still?
Oh, I'll admit it
in a half a heartbeat.
I'll admit it
all day.
He said a half heartbeat.
Because first of all, I'll be shocked.
Right, because it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen.
I'll be shocked at
Actually,
first.
I'll put money on the fact that won't happen.
So you're saying that it's over now because of that record?
It's not over. It's not over. Jimmy's going to probably put out a record, but I'm saying I'll be shocked if this nigga, you're saying he's getting some nice shots and body blows. I'm like, nah. This nigga's going to rap the way he rap.
You don't think he's going to get help, B?
From who?
He's going to go.
Whoever the fuck. B. Somebody.
If Jimmy. The only person he could get help from is Drake, and his mans told him to stay on the porch.
Oh yeah, they would never let your man off the porch for that.
Well, I'm just saying, just like Push, and look, I'm not here to advocate for either one of them motherfuckers. I'm just saying, just like Push did his research to find out about Drake's Adonis, not my Adonis, but you don't think Jimmy can't go out there with some feelers and get some info?
Yeah, quick and easy. Hell, he might even be able to get some shit from Kanye at this point, because I think Kanye and Push ain't cool right now.
So. All right, so let's get out of there. This remains to be seen, but I think I believe that this is going to end up and basically just be a dud, you know.
Damn.
A dud, basically, I think.
Damn.
So, no doubt.
So it's over in your mind?
I don't think it's going to last too much longer.
Okay.
So.
Well, I will save comment going forward until I hear the next release from Jimmy. And if it's something, I'm gonna say it's something. But if it's not, I'm gonna be like, yeah, let's pull the plug on this one.
All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, baby.
So we're gonna continue because it's been a minute since we've done back to back weeks and things like that. So
right. Here
we go. We just talked about it last week, but there is a small update and a request is filled. Now, I didn't have anything to do with it. This article is a little old, but Talib Kweli clashes with fans.
Again?
Over the release of A Fear of Time on Bandcamp. So people who, there's a particular couple of people who read up at Lumity. They done pulled the album off Lumity. Talib Kweli is like, what the fuck y'all crying for? It's over at Bandcamp. Cass like, yo, I read up for a year to have exclusive. I can't believe people doing that, but I read up for a year to have exclusive to the album.
So they paid for a year.
Right.
And now that the album's on Bandcamp, everybody can get it.
Right.
So now they're upset that everybody can get it besides them.
Well, right. Exactly. I mean, let me get to the part here. It says just over a year after its release. Okay, here we go. He said fans are unhappy that No Fear of Time has been quietly and abruptly removed from Luminary, the podcast subscription site. Further aggravating fans, the album is now, of course, on Bandcamp for $9 and soon will be available on vinyl.
Oh,
just for you.
Again,
just for you.
This article was out before I was asking for that, but still, you know, I was like, oh, go ahead, nigga.
You better get it in early.
Right.
Yeah.
This going to be the nigga be like, man, I went over there and it was all gone, sold out.
Yeah, I know, right?
They only charging $200.
Ooh, well, we're going to see about that. You know, and, your boy, he went on the fans. I'm looking to the part where he went on the fan heavy. I mean, because it was a part in the article, and this thing is now, I can't find it. There's a part in the article where Talib Kweli was like, look, you know what I'm saying? We own the album. We only put it on Lumity for a 3-month run, right? But we left it up there for a year. Talib up there telling the fans that, look, you paid for 3 months, but you got to listen to it free for a year. And Katz is saying, damn, yo, but I just read up.
So now he wants another year free.
I don't know about that, but oh, my goodness. He was absolutely.
You know what? I would have to, on this one right here, I have to back Talib and the fact that it ain't like they only had it on there for 2 weeks and then snatched it off and niggas done paid their money and got jerked. You had it for a year. So you didn't get jerked. Because how many albums you could buy for a whole year's subscription?
Yeah. First of all,
it's not happening.
First of all, I can't believe people are actually would go to Luminary and pay a goddamn subscription fee.
Should they do it on Spotify and other places?
And a whole lot of subscriptions.
A lot of places. Netflix, everybody paying.
No, oh,
YouTube,
no.
Sir.
Everybody paying. This is what they do. That's the game now. That is the game.
I'm not talking about an aggregate service. I'm not talking about YouTube and or whatever. Look, I told you, them niggas over at the YouTube Premium had me smoking crack. I get it. But that's the aggregate service. I'm talking about Luminary for one cat's junk.
Yeah.
I can't believe Cats is actually doing it.
But B, that is the definition of a true fan, though.
That's the true fan, and that's also like the same thing as an NFT. Niggas is paying.
I'm a true fan.
For one shit.
I can't wait for the album to drop. Wow. On vinyl, so I can buy it.
But you know, that dude has a propensity to argue with people online, B. So it don't even, I mean, unless you just want to be arguing with him, what are you going to say?
Oh, B, I'm telling you.
To me, he is the backpack version of your man's I'm clapping back.
Yep.
You're not just going to be coming through dissing me in my comments.
Kodiak.
I'm clapping back.
Kodiak rap. That's him.
He's backpack.
He's getting in.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Good or bad. I've seen him fussing with people that was saying good shit. So, I don't know. It wouldn't be me.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, I found it. He said after a separate fan called Talib Kweli to respond, the 47-year-old MC hit back with, imagine you own something and you release an album. Oh, he got to the fan. Here it is, yeah. He was talking about the fan. He was like, you don't own the album. We own the album, okay? Mm. And you can't tell me what to do with the album that Damn. You didn't make.
Wow.
We left it up there for a year. That means you got to hear it for 7 months free. You're welcome. Now you can go buy it.
So, King Killer, when you get your copy, you can put a picture. I'll put it on our Instagram. I own the album.
Oh, man, that is absolutely crazy.
I didn't
crazy.
Make it, but I own it.
So check it out. He said, then the fan pointed out that he just renewed for $34.99 a year. Ooh. That's a lot more than Spotify.
Cheap for
you.
Yeah, but for one record, though.
Yeah, but for a year, though, B. For a year.
For one record that you can't even smell.
Yeah, but see, they probably was assuming that in that year there was going to be some other content.
Some other releases being put out.
Right. Ain't nobody bought that shit just for that album.
It was exclusive access to them and anything that they put out.
So anyway, let me get to the last thing here. He said the argument continued with Kweli calling the fan a fascist and telling him to fuck off.
Wow.
This nigga be dissing fans like it ain't.
While denying the suggestion that he was drunk. So they really was going at it, yo.
I'm clapping back.
Yeah, I don't care who first or who last.
You gonna just be on my comments.
Damn, yo, you could throw my man in there.
Cause he clapped back more than Kodiak.
Yeah, he did.
He goes hard.
Yeah, he did. Kodiak was like, celebrity,
fuck that. This nigga like, no name? Fuck that. I don't care if you just woke up this morning from under a rock. Man. You come at me, I'm getting you.
All right. That's what's good. So, what I want to get into here is a little bit of educational box. I done got my educational box up a little bit. And we're going to continue in this 50th year of hip-hop. Okay, shout.
This nigga got the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes, sir.
I ain't seen a Pabst Blue Ribbon in 18 years, my nigga. It's got the red, white, and blue on the can, too. Celebration.
Yeah, it is. The ribbon is on
America
there.
Make America great again, my nigga. Fuck that.
My bad, B.
Okay, I'm just going to wait until the commercial was over.
See, I didn't say no names. I just held up the can.
It just caught me off guard. Had it been a Heineken or something that I'm used to seeing, it hit me with some shit I ain't seen in many moons.
Okay, so make me want to go buy some Michelob and shit. All right, let me get into it. So anyway, in this back to the previous program.
Fucking Mr. Pibb, my
in
nigga.
This y'all niggas bugging. In this 50th year of hip hop and what we have to contend with commercial rap is a very interesting situation. And it also is very interesting in one of my most favorite topics is the line between young and old. Shout to D Thor, who posted a video by a guy named Armand Wake Up. Okay, and the video is like 21 minutes long. It's actually worth your time to watch the entire 20-minute video. He goes into a whole thing about generational breakdown in hip hop, in rap music, if you will, you know, and it's very good. He uses examples, but the video starts out with the Danny Brown clip. So Danny Brown has a clip.
Okay.
Was like, to young niggas, it's not that old niggas is dissing you, but he used the example of Jordan shoes. He was like, new is not necessarily better. If new was better, all y'all young niggas be buying LeBrons. Right. But y'all young niggas don't buy LeBrons. Y'all young niggas is buying Jordans.
Good point.
And so everybody... But, of course, the guy who ran the video was like, I disagree with that point. Mm. And he thought the Jordan point was a bad look.
Wow.
But he gave a very good argument. He gave his own personal story about what it took for him to become an MC and make beats. So it's only 20 minutes, but this was a very good listen. Which got me thinking, you know, and one of the best lines that he used was like, you're not going to be able to tell a young kid that NBA Youngboy's not his GOAT. And that same young kid looks at Lil Wayne as old and only knows Jay-Z as Beyonce's husband. You know what
that,
I mean?
And see, that shit's got holes in it too, because we're not asking these young kids not to say that Youngboy NBA or whatever the fuck is not his GOAT. We're not saying don't make him your GOAT. What we're saying is respect how he became your GOAT. That's all.
Okay. So, but I thought he gave good arguments on both sides of the fence, but I think that there's another angle to look at this, and it is not through a hip-hop lens. Okay. It's through the lens of history. Okay? Because hip-hop as a genre, just like many other genres, go through a period of great success, right? And then there becomes a fade and a slide for a lot of different reasons. And I'm going to give you some examples. My first example is punk rock. All right? Punk rock was a thing for a lot of different reasons. All right? Hold on. I got to get my light together because I can't see this shit. I should have got my glasses on. But anyway, my first example is punk rock.
You looking like a miner right now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
in the tunnels and shit.
So punk rock, I'm going to rock some names here, consists of a couple of groups you may or may not know, depending on your level of knowledge. The Ramones.
Yeah.
The Clash.
Hotness.
And the Sex Pistols.
Yeah. Hotness again.
Okay. Punk rock, also known simply as punk, the music genre that emerged from in the mid-70s, rooted from the 1960s garbage rock, punk bands rejected the perceived excesses of mainstream rock music of the 70s. So, you know, at that point in the early to mid-70s, that's when soft rock started coming in.
Yeah.
Punk rock railed against all of that, okay? Punk rock...
All that ABBA?
Yeah, right, exactly. Punk rock had its day in the sun, but eventually, for whatever reason, okay, it did fade.
That's and the these people, the early hip hop pioneers used to go watch.
Well, check it out. Hold on, be more on that. Y'all too educated here. Y'all getting the topic here too quick. So that's punk rock. My second example is hair metal. And let me run through some hair metal bands. Right.
Damn, right. I heard that in a long ass time.
Yeah. All right. But let me run through some bands. Maybe you heard of them. Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yep.
Motley Crue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Poison.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. glam metal, also known as hair metal, a subgenre of heavy metal, okay, which uses heavy guitar riffs, upbeat rock anthems, and a power ballad. It borrows heavily from the fashion and image of the 1970s version of glam rock. Now, that would be a group like Kiss.
Yep.
Yeah.
It would be a guy. Who
Twisted
else?
Sister.
They were hair metal. Yeah, but again, a group like Kiss. I can't think of the, not Iggy Pop, but it was the other cat. Oh, fuck. I mean, anyway.
AC/DC wouldn't fall under that.
AC/DC wouldn't fall under that. No, because they didn't do makeup and stuff.
No.
So, but in anyway, but they, look, these people all had number one records. Okay? And hair metal for a period of time was right, running the joint. Just like before it, punk rock. You know, the Ramones, the Clash, the Sex Pistols, number one joints, you know. And then my favorite of topics, disco. All right. Disco. And I'll go through the three groups. Chic, Bee Gees, and The Taste of Honey.
Yep. Okay.
Huge records, huge number one records, disco running things.
Donna
now,
Ross wouldn't go in there?
You gotta put Donna Summer.
Donna Summer definitely got to go in there.
Right, but that's all disco. I just was picking three. I just picked three at random.
Gotcha.
Okay, now, disco, my favorite topics, all right, is a mixture of venues from popular black Americans, basically danceable R&B, Latinos, homosexual and gay folks, no disrespect there, and LGBTQ folk, if
you're
I got
safe,
that right.
You're safe.
All right, my man. Italian Americans as well. The music started from New York City, obviously Philadelphia, during the late 60s and early 70s. And that's just dance music culture. That's before the garage. That's before Studio 54. But it just was private. It was dance culture, disco culture, if you will. All right. So to get an overview, shout to Kurt G. There's a documentary called Once Upon a Time in New York. The Birth of Hip-Hop, Disco, and Punk. Came out in 2007. Three groups of music that had nothing to do with each other, but had everything to do with each other. That's a good background documentary if you're trying to learn. Mm. All right? So what this gets down to is that everybody is worried why hip-hop doesn't have a number one. And for various reasons, these three genres that I gave an example had a run. Hip hop had a run. But at some point, excess and a point of saturation came to be. It got to the point where I guess rap was like, it doesn't matter who does it and how they do it, it's going to be number one.
B, nobody's going to understand who's listening. Well, not nobody. A couple people will understand. Ethel Merman made a motherfucking disco record, B. And that's how I feel about hip-hop. Anybody can just jump, or rap. Anybody can jump out there and make a rap record.
So there was three examples that they gave in this one particular documentary. All right? And I'm glad you said that. You're another one like Kurt G, too smart. They gave three examples of the saturation. That's, and disco is my favorite the topic. Three examples of saturation. First was Ethel Merman.
Look at that.
Look at here.
Second.
Get your Googles on.
Yo, right. Second, it was a Burger King commercial. Mm. Okay. Set to disco music. And then third, it was the Cookie Monster saying that he lost his cookie in the funk over a disco beat. It was absolutely incredible.
Wow. Okay. I thought it might have been Disco Duck, but anyway.
No, well, actually, Disco Duck started that. They didn't name Disco Duck, but it was Merman, the Burger King commercial, and the Cookie Monster, all with Disco Duck. But they did start it, that segment with Disco Duck.
Well, when people find out who Ethel Merman was, then they'll be like, yo, she did a disco record? Yes. Yeah, it was crazy.
So the lesson for commercial rap kids who are worried, and even commercial people who are looking at this like, oh, what are we going to do?
Well, the commercial people in the industry ain't really that concerned. maybe if that's the way the only way you eat, you might be concerned. But most of them, like, they're just going to move on to the next thing. Well, what's next? We're going to go ahead and start signing a bunch of these niggas. We're going to start fucking with a bunch of these niggas, whatever's next.
Look, let me tell you something. And is it possible that country makes a huge resurgence? It very well could happen. Okay.
There's this thing going on in country music, though, that I've been witnessing lately.
Country trap.
That they've been putting the some 808's been in rap there. Music. There's,
look, yeah,
it's been 808s in the country.
I don't know who started it. Nelly, maybe, or your boy with that Old Town Road. I don't know, but there's a lot more.
Old Town
bass.
Road made it popping.
Look, there is always, I think, in today's world, going to be a certain level of contamination. No doubt about it. This is always, yeah, there's going to be a certain level of contamination, no doubt about it.
Hazmat suit on, my nigga.
Hazmat.
So as far as rock music, let me give you a quick stat here. You know, the last time there was a number one rock music cut, it was classified as rock, was Nickelback, How You Remind Me, released August of 2001 and peaked at number one in December of 2001. Wow. That's how long it's been since it's been a rock record at number one.
Damn, over 20 years.
And of course, and I'm repeating things that we talk about on this show quite often, disco's demise, of course, we know it happened on July 12th, 1979, Disco Demolition Day at Comiskey Park.
Comiskey Park, Chi-Town, right?
All right. So, yeah, and let me tell you what happened to disco,
all right? That, you know what, that is so... almost like it's Chicago, where it's the home of house music.
Well,
and
see,
these niggas is stepping all over disco.
Well, but again, let me get in story real quick here. So that happened on July 12, 1979. By August 25th, 1979, Good Times by Chic was bumped from the number one spot and replaced by The Knacks, My Sharona.
My Sharona.
Now, your boy, you should have seen him on the video. You was my little sexy one. Sexy one. My little sexy one. My Sharona. Yeah, yo, what? I mean, your boy was bouncing. Yo, it was awesome, my nigga.
We know what song you're going to be doing at the karaoke joint.
Yes, sir. My Sharona. No doubt. So anyway, but again, all this leads to, again, the global history of when a genre falls from a barrage of number one records. And in thinking, and then you have people coming along and assuming no matter what you do, no matter what you do, that this is going to be in number one. And it is lends to the hubris of so many people in commercial rap. The hubris of so many people who may not even be in commercial rap who want to play the false, yo, hip hop, yo, is the strongest shit ever. KRS-One, I caught him doing that shit.
Ooh.
You know, come on, Chris. I get it. You can't ride the wave, you know, without being honest about rap and about commercial hip hop.
Last name ever, first name greatest.
So again, like I said, this just puts forth the hubris, which will lead me until the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest is E Color, again with the E Color moment about the Essence Festival and India Irie's comments about the status of modern day rap, specifically bra and panty. Swerve,
yeah,
if you will.
I guess everybody has, at this point, has seen the pop off on that. You know, another staple of African American culture, as you just said a few minutes ago, King Killer, is join the wave. There used to be some respectability there. You used to go on Essence and see, you know, all the finer things for black women, especially. And to, you know, all the whole Essence Festival, how it used to be regarded. And it wasn't that with your girl who, I mean, look, first of all, for the record, for those listening that don't know, I consider myself a straight male refrigerator because my heart is cold. But anyway, I like to see a little booty jiggling and titties wiggling every now and then, right?
Yeah, but yeah, Morris Day style. I want to see some asses
jiggling, yeah. Titties, whatever. But there's a time and a place for everything, B. There's a time and a place for everything. And I think that our community is blurring that line drastically.
No, the line is not blurred. The line is destroyed.
The line is gone. There's no line there.
Because here you are at the here we are at the Essence Festival.
No line.
You got Meg, you know, twerking and inviting people up on stage and
kids,
right? Twerking, and then the other broad,
Janelle,
you know,
Monáe.
Right, with a bra, you know, with a bra off or whatever.
She's had a sexual revolution recently.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't care about that, yo. You keep that on the dolo.
Well, no, because that's at the Essence Festival now.
Right.
But the point I'm saying is that, yes, now, again, there is a time and place for that.
That's why BT Uncut was on at like 3 in the morning.
Yes, it was.
Not 3 in the afternoon.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. But I digress. Go ahead, sir.
I remember when you was like trying to get my babies off to school. It was 7 o'clock in the goddamn morning. You know
we
what I mean?
To so, that shit.
So, again, old being, but look, being old fogies and not understanding the dissemination of where we come from, it took effort to get a nude magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
It took effort.
Yeah. You had to be clandestine as shit to get the nudie mag.
Yeah,
even in the goddamn store, they was covered up with a brown cover. You could see Playboy at the top or Player or whatever the fuck it was. You could see it, but it was, the pictures and the cover was covered with a brown, like, newspaper. I mean, not newspaper, like a grocery store bag cover on top of the magazine.
So, all that being said, the kids today, the culture today, that is, the dissemination is easy.
Yeah, it is.
It's just
a click away.
Right. It's just on your phone, Pornhub.
And most parents are not setting those limits on their kids' phones.
They are not. So now, are we railing against the reality of today's society, G? Are we just... We were all this. We used to, coulda, woulda, when we was kids.
Wait. I'm sorry. Before we get too far off. Before we get too far off, we mentioned that this was an issue. It wasn't an issue until India Ari made a point to comment.
And they got on her ass for that.
And she's known for this. This ain't new. This ain't her just jumping out there trying to attack. She's been off that let's do better black women type shit, right? And they have beat her down online, yo. It's crazy. It's crazy. So that's why this topic is really a topic. Not because Irvin Green said it, but because you had somebody like India Ari who saw that Essence posted that. Essence posted Meg's ass shaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girls.
Right.
And India Ari said something about it. So here we are now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was just, I was questioning G about the reality of it was that are we railing against this? I remember when my daughter was a little younger and they had Nicki Minaj stuff in Kmart when there was Kmart. And I'm like, it's inappropriate because of the type of music and the what she, you know, portrays for young girls, you know. But mm-hmm. she was so popular and so big, and so was Meg, so popular and so big that twerking is every day, regular, and we're railing against that.
Well, at this point, B, we sound like, and we are. Let's not just say we sound like. We are the old people who said, I used to walk 100 miles to school in the snow. That's us now. That's us, B. That's who we are now. Because shit done changed. Niggas ain't doing that no more. Niggas could catch an Uber to school if they want to now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's no more walking to school. So what we're talking about as far as this bra and panty shit that's going on and how niggas is twerking like I said last week. This is normal behavior. Seeing a 5-year-old twerking is there's nothing to see.
I know,
here.
Right? You said there's that nothing, just last right, week.
There's nothing to see here when you see a 5-year-old twerking. To an older guy like me, he's like, that's what the fuck are you doing? Your daughter's just doing some stripper shit.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? What are you letting your little daughter do? That's what in my mind, that's what I'm thinking. But to them, they're like, there's nothing to see here. This is just normal behavior, everyday shit that goes on. And you tripping if you say something.
I see this the same way as a value thing, like I see hip hop. Because everybody's like, okay, well, you got to get used to the new wave. I'm like, you can have the new wave, but new wave niggas, NBA Youngboy nigga, he can't rhyme. He's not a good MC. He's popular. He's rich. All of that. He has a social media presence of the best of them. But it doesn't rhyme well.
Right.
And so I'm certainly agreeing with Indy Irie. Twerking maybe every day. Meg may be wonderfully popular, but it's not going to do a damn thing for that 5-year-old.
Right. And also another point is just because it's popular, just because it's accepted, just because everybody says it's okay, everybody just goes along and acts like there's nothing to see here. Remember this in the back of your mind. At one point in time, slavery was okay. It was nothing to see here. It was all right. You walk right by it. You may not, damn. Even if you didn't agree with it, it was okay. Everybody accepted it. So it's okay.
Kurt G with the headshot.
It's okay. It's acceptable.
Slave, you know, auction at the armory at noon.
So anybody that talked about slavery back then was tripping. Like, you tripping, nigga. This is normal behavior. Everybody got slaves.
I tell you what, though, it'd be interesting to see the comments in the text chain. People may assume that you took it a little too far.
I already know that. They're going to be like, what the fuck does twerking and slavery got to do with each other? Nigga, you tripping. That twerking and slavery ain't the same fucking thing. Why you got to take it there? So, yeah, I already know that, but that's just the point of just because people think that it's okay and everybody's going along with it, that don't mean that it is okay.
Well, I will say this again to reiterate for those that just click play. There is nothing wrong with twerking. Nothing wrong with it at all. But there is absolutely something wrong when it's happening. Are you going to be happy? Are you going to be pulling out your phone to record your 7-year-old daughter, y'all, at a restaurant? And when them goddamn twerk songs come on and she get up in the chair and start twerking in the restaurant, you going to record that? Post that?
Yes, they are. Yes, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, a lot of people will.
Yes, they will.
A lot of people will.
You just missed my whole story, B. There's nothing to see here. That's regular fare. That's regular everyday shit.
I tell you what, though. Really off air, I should bring something to you guys' memory about this shit. Not about this shit, but about a whole nother topic that you thought was going a little too far, but this is really off-air topic.
Okay.
This is really
okay.
Off-air topic. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the listeners. Got to leave you hanging on
you
that.
You got to be privy.
Yeah. But anyway, so with that being said, again, we're still in the balcony this week and shit. You know what I mean? Doing our old man shit.
Y'all seem like y'all moved a few seats closer to me. Last week, y'all was trying to slide away from me. Y'all niggas sitting all close up. Now I need my elbow room, nigga.
So, all that being said, I think that we're ready for the Digital Freaks albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got, brought to you by our man Peter Johansson, we got Jamil Honesty and Crazy Fingers, The God's Honest Truth. That's Jamil Honesty and Crazy Fingers, The God's Honest Truth. And then brought to you by Matt, it's Monday Night, and another one of these niggas with initials. I guess it's Deviant Beats, DVNT Beats, I guess that's what that is. Long story short, that's Monday Night and DVNT Beats, so Deviant Beats, long story short. And then brought to you by me is my man Mocha Only, in and of itself. Mocha Only in and of itself.
Oh, wow. Mocha Only. That's what's up. No doubt. I wanted to correct. I did get the lyrics wrong on that Ma Sharona.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you're going back into the karaoke booth again.
Well, I'm just saying. Your boy is like, my little pretty one. pretty one, when you gonna give me some my Sharona? And then they do the hook, you know, my Sharona, you make my motor run, motor run.
He's right on time for all this bra and panty talk.
Oh my god, when you gonna give me some?
Making my motor run.
Wow. But guess what though? It was on point, but it was subtle. It was subtle. So
it wasn't none of that go down on me.
Oh, no, none of that.
Let me put it in you. Girl, give me that pussy.
I don't remember. I think it was Amigos album a while back, and I swear to God, I'll never forget it. Turned the shit on, and the first thing I heard was, "I want a chick to lick my balls." I'm like, God damn.
What the fuck is going on here?
That's where we at? Okay. So much for sexual healing. Off.
Oh, man. That's what's up, yo. All right, yo. So that's what's up, yo. Thanks for riding with us, and we thank you for listening to us. So I'm out the game, but with this piece of advice, I'm the backdoor Santa. Good night.
Oh. Hey, you better quantify that these days, my G.
Oh, y'all caught me on that. Y'all caught me on that ED thing.
Oh yeah.
I ain't one of them pause dudes, but that's a pause, B.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. Yeah, I you're right. I guess I should have qualified that.
I get it.
Diff's eyebrows just went all the way up into his forehead.
Ooh, who said back door?
Let's get out of here, man.
All right, son.
Peace.
One.
That nigga said I'm the back door.
A dirty milk crate was my first office space. Now you gotta make an offer just to have us in your space.
No debate, only goal is get straight. The movement been great, so we heavy on it, why wait?
And these watchers hate, cause we cook everything till it's Cajun. No kids, but 4s, 5s, and 9s is what we raising.
Niggas drop to their knees, they out here looking like Megan. They went from chatting and pointing, and now they chasing and begging.
You say no, they get mad more, but that's what we aim for.
If he don't get hit,
we sliding back like vandals.
Niggas got delusions of grandeur. We let it drum on you in the streets like when bands walk.
A mask, cause cams talk.
We militant, we learn from the old heads.
We pros, kid, big walk, y'all running. And pro cads, pro cads.
Ain't no shook hands in Brooklyn. Army fatigue, bring fatigue, the enemy. Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn.
We've been doing this for years, we just warming up. Been warning you, but watch your back, dog, we walking up.
Call a coroner, we chalk it up. Kane and I treat you like fam, but nothing there if we got a buck.
Show love, get love back, or else you out of luck. Pick a age range, we had somebody pop out the cut.
Duck or get murked, you deal with emotions, niggas will lift your skirt. We went the Conway and made that drum work.
Let you get a head start too, go ahead and run first. Longer it take to get to you, we gon' make it that much worse.
Dig your pockets first, then we start like Kirk Frank.
Don't expect redemption, niggas ain't sure. Shank.
Big Brook, we fishing for gold in the shark tank.
And we want all smoke, I don't mean when we spark dank.
The new bad boys that roll biggies and puff.
Kept the faith since juniors, now the mafia up. Yes.
Ain't no shook hands in Brooklyn. Army fatigue, bring fatigue, the enemy. Brooklyn, 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 Brooklyn.
Can read the message. Now the whole world can read the message. Yeah. Now the whole world can read the message. Can read the message. Now
stage and lights. I see they modernize the venue. White House security provide me modified credentials. Film on Amazon Prime. Seeing dollar signs from rentals. Count my monetized potential from my Spotify essentials. Born in NY. Our team's loose, talking with pride. Afraid to touch me. Hurricanes rain. I walk and I'm dry. You light Roman candles. The 4th of July. My birthday in Italy. Roman candles on the cake that we buy. Street of corporate. Confident. Won't sound awkward or shy. Show up to meet it. Shorts looking fly. Or talk with a tie. You feel forced to reply. Get tortured and die. Number for lumber is high. Even coffins are short in supply. Words worth. BKLYN. Know my handle. On YouTube. Hit subscribe and like. Grow my channel. Wear camo. Like a sniper hidden. Load and ammo. My energy giving can give power to solar panels.
Yeah. Now the whole world can read the message. Read the message. Now the whole world. Now the whole world. Can read the message. Now the whole world can read the message. Now the whole world can read the message.
What tomorrow could bring is the start of the end. If you understand it, your plan is getting commas on check. I'm James Harden taking Euro steps, pardon the lead. Seen your demeanor turn to ether when your partner's left. What a shame. Your mother's brother, uncle, know you were late. Crush up quarter, sip holy water, set my target and aim. Seen you lambs turn to lions when the officers came. Now coroners in South Florida, known by name. Persona non grata, wanna be godfather. Till the neighbor pulled choppers and took your marketing dollars. Now the tank's on E, like he bought him a vow. It was predicted like the fall of the tower. Popping prescriptions, your addiction made you throw in the towel. But mama made me a G, like a young Colin Powell. Dying ass, my shoulders holding up brown. Rappers and seafood, a cold cup of chowder. A body slit as a blunt in the shower.
Yeah. Now the whole world can read the message. Can read them. Can read them. Now the whole world can read the message. Yeah. Now the whole world can read. Can read the message. Read the message. Read the message. Now the whole world.
Certain folks said I'm too nonchalant. That homemade crown, the man-made status, simple and silly threats on movers. Get down, live from Motown. Your sound ain't sick enough to quit showing your ass out here sounding like two loose straps on hospital gowns. We four black men with king habits. Skate off like Silk Sonic if the girls scream bangers and telepathic if rap shit. Cause all the stories start off tragic. Outcome static, groom stamp. The hood is on, we trapped it. Laws and averages add up everything like abracadabra. Different ass, so abacus is angleship of matter. Modus operandi with the sonically phonic driven apparatus. Enough food for thought to fill up your kitchen cabinet. Set the standard, talk less and damage everything in my path. And then I vanish. Apply Python pressure, white wall spoke spinning. Don't get no better till our next joint drop, boy. Never say never. What up, though?
Now the whole world can read the message. The message. The message.
After all, loving basketball, face mask and all. Final calls written on the walls, in the bathroom stalls. From the malls to the school halls, most are misinformed. This the norm, this the firstborn, living unicorn. In your dreams, but I make believe. Time to take a leave with a leave. Nobody breathe, I think I smell a seed. On a magic kick when the tricks come out my sleeve. What a breeze, similar to how a rat gets his cheese. My roots stem from Africa, vernacular spectacular. Snacking in an Acura, up the bat like Dracula. See the unknown and ask why, like it's algebra. Africa, purest potency per capita. MC with the mostest. Intelligence, ferocious prognosis. Thinking another skin fibrosis. I write a verse a day until the next summer solstice. When I release the dragon, I ain't talking halitosis.
It's what you needed, even if you didn't know it yet. You won't believe it, I believe I had to show it. Yes, so far away, I think it's going out of focus. Hocus and pocus and cheers, let's have a toast with. Cause not a moment, myself is my own opponent. Steel sharp and steel, if you steal it, well then you own it. I'm in the zone and no cellular phone can roam. We interact interstellar, we never home. Don't speak, just listen to the exercise. Don't think of your position. Put yourself in minds, don't blink, might miss it. right in front of your eyes. Don't sink, keep swimming. Even against the tides, by the way, living by the suicide or do your mind. It can humble you in ways to make a newer you arrive, like it's two of you. It coulda, woulda, shoulda had and what you have. But life is beautiful, even when the bad's consuming you. Visions, I got a lot of them, listen to them and follow them. But listen here, this a mission for a different ears, Mr. Crystal Clear. If you're looking towards tomorrow, we're written and encrypted, so the words are hard to follow. Graffiti, hieroglyphics, and Nefertiti's tomb, and the energy shifting soon as you step into the room. Is it good or bad, or what you could have had? Still awaiting, testing patience, like energy sacred, still motivating. It's what you needed, even if you didn't know it yet. You won't believe it, I believe I had to show it, yes. So far away, I think it's going out of focus. Hocus and pocus and cheers, let's have a toast with. There's not a moment, myself is my own opponent. Steel sharp as steel, if you steal it, well then you own it. I'm in the zone and no cellular phone can roam. We interact interstellar, we never home.
Abracadabra, this data, abacus, sat up late nights as razor lights dwindle beyond the strata. Sphere, no fear, master ego, your ears captured zero decibel levels where the rebels and the heroes reside. As I ride, my third eyes wise as chips, no micro, macro, psycho, training the vitals, lives matter, an understatement. We from the basement, realize you look surprised. Are these out-of-worldly guys here to uncover the guys? Please uncover your eyes, Jesus Christ, BKA Heddle on the horizon. Untied, be the serpent power, the kundalini genie shower, you wake. Yes, uplift until the final hour. If I've drifted a bit, went interstellar, you could blame Mike P. Sensi. Spark the propellers, MC equals mind control. This metaphysics in the lyrics, we are far from home. Who care to visit, huh? Juxin', look me in my eyes, double up the pies. Pippin' on the rise, need my money supersized. Uber with my guys on holding 4-5s. Drago in the ring, if he dies, he dies. Tim's on the feet, I tour with the heat. Drummin', huntin', niggas running like a track meet. I let the Mac speak, put you asleep. Eyes closed forever, we all about the cheddar. All about the chicken, all about the bag. Flow colder than the body with a toe tag. European cars, Porsches and Jags. Tops down, suns out, funds out. Killers with their guns out.
Tim's in the summer, something for the street. Yes, I ain't a runner, hands on the heat. Light all weekend, spending all week. Heavy on the iron, no I ain't the sheep. Tim's in the summer, something for the street. Yes, I ain't a runner, hands on the heat. Like all weekend, spending all week. Heavy on the iron, no I ain't the sheep.
Triple X hoes, Mac 10 flows. Stop driving the Porsche, cop the Bronco. Call me OJ, beat a murder, live low. Sip the killer and mo, inhale the gas slow. El Jefe, Brooklyn's Castro. Grown man, finish the race, you on pass go. Young and act up, we shotgun dumping. Shotgun pumping, it's room in my trunkin'. I'm a Mary Jean meme, turn your team into a meme. Turn bitches to hoes, foes of murder scene. The reason it's Tim season, cause we holding green in. That's why we call them Cheese Tims. Please respect the city, rock with me. Bricks under 20, lemon cop 50. Guns busting, cops rushing, drug flushing. Building up the block, these constructions.
Tims in the summer, something for the street. Yes, I ain't a runner, hands on the heat. Light all weekend, spending all week. Heavy on the iron, no I ain't the sheep. Tims in the summer, something for the street. Yes, I ain't a runner, hands on the heat. Like all weekend, spending all week. Heavy on the iron, no I ain't the sheep.
gun on those shorty honey breaking.
Nigga,
how you figure?
Being a big rap money making nigga, cute as a bun.
It's about the time we pick my cotton, so it ain't forgotten. Hope I don't spoil the nigga rot.
Also,
don't discriminate white.
They be quite bright,
naughty right.
If naughty like as heavenly father, help me raise my shorty right. So when I come home with the coil,
I say yo shorty run to royal.
Seen as I'm willing, live no soil. It's best when has someone to spoil.
So any toy he wants, he gets.
Yo, kids ain't worth it, it's a joy. Say they destroy annoy.
Don't mean a mob, the middle of it's a joy, and it's a boy.
And furthermore, teach birds and bees.
So it won't be a nerd and verse heard.
Second or third, something that'll better be the first words.
Just kidding.
So to be a one-man girl, spend a lot of me rearing.
Best of care, best of money can buy is what it be wearing.
Whip these weapons around.
Protective.
They say in a cage I kept.
The wage at kindergarten probably be another major step.
Long a holy star hoeing.
He'll be
blowing a trip to sewing.
You know him.
Throwing a fancy home for him to grow.
It's kind of pleasing to raise.
So babysit, no thank you, teasing.
Sneezing.
And what do I do when he cries for no reason?
Though any toy he want, he get.
Your kids ain't worth it. It's a joy, say they destroy annoy.
Don't mean a mom's in the middle of it's a joy, and it's a boy, yo.
Baby mom under wing.
The whiff dress a good string line of cuties.
Though cling, don't wanna mess up a good thing, you know how it is.
But guys are bigger, seem to hold us, being a dog, a skeet for bogus.
Going into labor date, 18 of August.
It's that time telling friends, congratulates, yelling. Gotta be since she's premature.
But thanks to God, he's doing well and giving credit where it is due. While rap's achieving, let it. As for bills, forget it. Cause the way I rap, don't even sweat it.
My own will be in my hun's son, no fuss.
Agreed, all done, I still kinda wish I could've been there when he was born at 301.
Why gonna be good?
He's nowhere wrong and all.
The son's about, and since I didn't, this being the first.
You know I had to write a rap about the incident.
And the roses for the squeeze, I would've sent a few. No women with the kinnis.
Wish us luck, world, as we enter a new beginning.
Like I said, any toy
I'm trying to tell you,
it's a joy that they destroy. Annoy though me and the moms in the middle of it's a joy.
And it's a boy.